Well, the Aces don't know it, but one of the reasons Jane isn't doing so well with her household budget is because Laura the maid has been raking off a little here and there. Laura has a boyfriend out of work, and she's been feeding him and giving him expense money out of the household finances. She even went so far as to give him one of Mr. Race's old suits to wear. Our scene now is the living room at the Aces after dinner. Jane and her friend Marge are together. Now, listen.
Marge?
Yes, what is it, Jane?
You know what I was thinking today?
No, what?
Well,
something to do with that budget of yours, I suppose.
Well, yes, but it has something to do with you, too. Remember last week when I told you it would be all right if you only paid me $5 a week for room and board instead of $10?
Yes, and I'm very thankful to you for it, Jane. It sure comes in handy, that extra $5. I blew myself to a new fall outfit, thanks to you, Jane.
You're welcome, I guess.
You guess?
Well, yes, you are welcome, Marge. You know I want you to have a new fall outfit, but, well...
What?
Well, it's on account of this budget.
What about it?
Well, everything's so high. I'm having more trouble making the money come out even with my book.
Oh, I think I see what you're driving at.
You do?
I think so. You want to raise me back to 10 again, is that it?
Well, no, not the way things are now. I mean, not with you only making 25 a week, Marge. I know how much you have to spend and everything.
Well, that's all I do make, Jane. But don't let that stop you. If it's going to help you keep your account straight, I'll pay it.
Oh, no, Marge. I couldn't ask you to pay the other $5. That's not what I was going to say.
What is it you're driving at?
Well, that is, I couldn't ask you for the other $5 as long as you're only making $25 a week.
But, Jane, that's all I am making.
I know, and that's what I got to thinking about this afternoon, and I was going to do something about it.
What?
Well, if you were making more, you could pay me more, couldn't you?
But I'm not.
That's just it. I thought of calling up your boss and asking him to give you a raise.
Jane, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't call up Mr. Simmons and ask him.
No, I thought of calling him up. I did call him up this afternoon, but he was too busy to talk to me.
Thank heaven.
But I got to thinking, why couldn't you ask him for a raise?
Oh, you got to thinking that?
Yes, after all, you do work hard. You're always telling us how
now
hard...
Now, listen, Jane.
What?
Will you do me a favor and stop worrying about me? After all, what I make is my business.
Yes, but your business isn't very good if that's all you make.
Let me worry about that, will you? And once and for all, don't you go calling up my boss and asking him to give me up. Why, the idea. If you do that, Jen, I'm really going to get sore.
You are?
I certainly am. And as for your $10 a week, it's yours. I'm back to $10. In fact, I'm going to pay you the $5 you left me out of last week.
No, but, Mark, you can't do that. You can't afford to.
Well, never mind what I can afford to do. I certainly can't afford to have you butting into my office and getting me raises.
Well, that's a fine... I was just doing it for you.
Oh, I know you were, Jane.
Why, you act so mad.
Well, I'm sorry, but please don't do it. Just let me go on paying you the $10 as I was before.
No, I won't let you. Not unless you get a raise.
Well, I'm not getting a raise.
Well, if you do...
If I do, you'll be the first to know.
Will I? Because it'll come in very handy. The way this budget book is turning out now... Do you know I had a loss of $13 last week? That's pretty. What's the name of that?
No, Jane, I was just surprised. But what happened?
He got mad.
I imagine. But, I mean, what happened that you lost so much money? Isn't $25 enough to run the house?
$30 counting what you pay me.
Yes, and $35 counting what I used to pay you. Even with that, you'd still show a loss.
$13.
Are you sure the budget book's right?
Oh, you can't blame it on the book. It's just that I spend more money than I take in.
Yes, you spent $13 more the first week. How is it this week so far?
Oh, the money's still going. I don't know where. Ozzie, I just got $25 this morning, and here it is only 8:30 tonight, and already
Candy,
I don't...
Isn't there a piece of candy or something around the house?
What?
Candy. There used to be something around here a fella could nibble on. The candy jars are empty now. What's going on here?
Candy? Well, I'm having enough trouble watching my budget buying things we have to eat.
Well, candy is eaten. I want something sweet. You didn't even have dessert for dinner.
I'm cutting down.
On the food?
Well, it's all kind of having to keep a budget.
But you don't cut down on the meals. I eat one real meal a day here, dinner.
Well, you had dinner.
Yes, a 65-cent blue plate without dessert. That's what you served tonight.
Ha ha ha! Oh, it's nothing to laugh about, Marv. Huey wants me to keep a budget and try to have a profit at the end of the week, and he wants dessert.
Hmm, unreasonable, isn't it?
Do you know how much things cost nowadays?
But I gave you $25.
I was talking to some woman in the grocery store this morning. She said it, too. Things are very high. Higher than they've ever been, she said. She has a budget, too. How do you make out every week, I questioned, and she replied, I don't. You don't, I hollered. No, Shuey, Mark.
Just a minute, he interrupted. I don't know how you get into that dialogue with a strange woman.
Well,
but
I got to talking to her. You know how you get interested in seeing why the other half lives, and I thought
I wish you'd get a little more interested in how your own half lives. Tonight we lived without dessert for dinner. And I don't think it's unreasonable to ask you to have a little candy lying around the house of an evening.
Oh, no. I'm the one that has to keep the budget book right. I'm the one who has to make the $25 come out with a profit at the end of the week.
Well, if cutting out candy will keep you from showing another $13 loss.
She says she's having a little trouble with this week's account, too.
Oh, already? The week only started this morning. I gave you $25 this morning. What trouble could you be having?
That's just it. I don't know where the money goes. I've been working on this book since we finished dinner.
And what's the matter? Let me see.
Oh, you won't understand this, dear. You can't understand what I've been writing.
What is it, in code?
In code. It might as well be. Let me see the data.
The what?
Data.
You mean this?
Data. What?
Back together, you two.
Well, what is he talking about?
I'm talking about this bookkeeping you're making such a problem out of. It's very simple. Why do you make things so complex? All you have to do is keep track of the money you take in and the money you pay out. You take in $30 a week, counting the five Marge gives you. Now, you've got to pay out not more than 30 a week to come out even. It's as plain as the nose on your face.
Well, let's not start getting personal. We can't all be beautiful, you know.
All right. Now, what's the big problem now? Did you write down the 25 I gave you this morning?
Yes, here it is, $25. And there's the $5 Marge gave me. That makes 30, doesn't it?
According to the new rules, yeah.
What new rules?
Oh, stop it, Eddie.
Well, what is he talking about?
Now, let me see what you spent today. Where's that?
Right here, $1.80 at the grocery store.
That's for that dinner tonight without dessert.
Yes, things are very high nowadays.
Yes, Jane, we know. Now, is that all you spent today?
Well, that's what I'm working on now. That's what I've been trying to figure out since we finished dinner.
Figure out what? Don't you know how much you spent?
Well, $1.80 at the grocery store.
Yeah. Yes, is that all?
There was something else. Oh, yes, a new ironing board.
Oh, you just thought of that. Now, how much was that?
Let me see. Well, Laura bought it.
Laura, how much did she pay for it?
Well, I don't know. $5, I guess.
You guess? When will you know definitely?
Well, I gave her $5 to go up and buy one.
Well, did she bring back any change?
No, I don't think so.
What is this think so? What are you talking about?
Man, there's no way to run a house. Did she give you the change or didn't she?
And if she didn't, what kind of an ironing board did she buy for $5? I don't know how much one should cost, but it seems
well,
to me...
Well, things are very high nowadays.
Oh, but Jane, I don't think she could have spent a whole $5 on an ironing board. Didn't she say anything about change?
No, she likes it here.
Oh, she does. Well, I don't blame her. I'm going to ask her. Is she still here?
Yes, but she's busy with the dinner dishes.
Well,
don't bother.
She can answer a question. I'll find out just how much the ironing board costs.
Well, things are very high nowadays.
Oh, Jane, that's your story, isn't it?
Yeah, that's my story, and I'm stung with it.
Laura?
Yes, sir?
Laura, will you please come in here? Well, who is that?
Oh, this is the young man I've been going with.
What is it, dear?
Will you come in here a minute?
Yes, sir.
No, you too, young fella.
Oh, who is it? I didn't know there was anybody else out there.
Oh, I must be having company.
Now, who did you say this young man is?
He's Harry, the young man I've been sort of going with.
Oh, pleased to meet your acquaintance.
Jane, please. You've been sort of going with him, huh?
Yes, sir. I was just calling for Laura. We got a date to go to a picture show.
Oh, to a picture show, I see. Don't I know you from somewhere?
I don't think so. I don't think
there's
I ever...
There's something familiar about you. What is it? Is it that suit?
Oh, that's what I always tell and say. He's so familiar.
Oh, he's so familiar, I see.
Did you call me, ma'am?
Oh, yes. What was it now? Oh, yes, I remember. Laura, remember today when you went out and bought that ironing board?
Ironing? Oh, yes, ma'am. I bought it.
Yes. Well, remember how much I gave you to buy it with?
How much is... yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I remember.
Well, do you remember how much it cost you?
Oh, yes, ma'am. $3.98.
Oh, babe, it cost you $4.98.
What?
It cost $4.98, babe.
$4.98?
Sure it did, babe.
Just a minute. Don't you think Babe should know how much it cost? I mean...
Well, I guess she should, but she said $3.98.
$4.98, man.
Well, that's a fine way for you to act, Laura. How about my change? You should give me back, let me
see. She should give you...
Well, don't tell me. I'll figure it out.
Oh. Yes, ma'am. I was going to give it to
now,
you,
just a second here. We haven't settled how much this ironing board costs. Which is it? Laura says $3.98.
I guess I kind of forgot, sir.
It was $4.98, babe.
I wish you'd stop putting in your 2 cents.
Oh, why did you tell me, dear? I was just figuring it out.
Right. There seems to be a difference of opinion here.
Well, come on, Laura. Hand it over. 2 cents. It upsets my
book. What I'd like to know, young man, is how you know how much it cost in the first place.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Well, you see, Laura kind of, she gave me the change to hold for it till she got through with the dishes. Here it is. 2 cents.
She gave it to you to hold.
Yes, sir. I didn't want to lose it. You give it to me, Harry. Here you are, man.
Thanks. Now, don't forget after this to give me back any change you have, Laura, because it upsets my books if you don't.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Well,
good night, Laura. You better be going if you and your young man are going to a picture.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad I met you.
Good night. Well, Laura surprises me. I didn't know she had a gentleman caller.
I've seen that guy somewhere. There's something familiar about him.
And did you notice something?
No, Jane, what?
What did we have for dinner tonight?
For dinner?
Didn't we have stewed tomatoes?
Yes.
Well, did you notice his tie?
His tie?
What are you...
A big streak of stewed tomatoes, and everything so high, too. And here I sit trying to make my budget book come out even.
Oh, Jane, you don't begrudge him something to eat if he had enough left over.
Well, it cost me enough to buy food for the three of us and her. And if she's going to start having food left over, no wonder I don't have any money left over.
Oh, don't be such a Shylock.
Well, that's what I'm going to be, a Shylock Holmes. I'm going to find out just what's going out there in the kitchen. I'll find out where the money's going.
Well, at any rate, Jane's on the right track to make her budget book come out at least even. We'll learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.